Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. It was the custom of farmers in the process of fertilizing their field to take out the manure out into one or more than one very large pile, which was called an ashpa, and into the field. And from that ashpa, they would then spread out the fertilizer throughout the field. Now, the halacha is that, of course, you can't fertilize the field on Shemitah, on Shavuos. However, even when you want to do it for Motzoi Shavuos, the Chazal also placed a limitation and said that even though you're bringing out the Zevel for use for after Shemitah, you cannot bring it out to create an Ashpa or Ashpos until a certain point in the Shemitah year, when it becomes clear that you're not doing it for the benefit of the year of Shemitah. And that's the question that our Mishnah begins with. The question is, from when are you, during the year of Shemitah, are you allowed to bring the zvalim, bring out the fertilizer, the manure, to ashpatos, to these large piles, take it from where the animals are and bring it out into these large piles to eventually, during the year after Shemitah, to spread it throughout the field and fertilize the field. So the Mishnah says, from when? Mishayivsiku ovdei avoda. When the ovdei avoda, when the people who work the field normally would do it for that year, in other words, if this was not a Shemitah year, and the workers would be bringing out the zevel, we'd have the fertilizer for the purposes of that year, when they're done doing that for that year, then you can bring out for the next year, because then it'll be clear that you're doing it for the next year. Actually, in some have the girsa, not ovdei avoda, but ovrei avera, those who violate Shemitah, when they're done doing it, which is basically the same thing. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says a slightly different shear. He says, Mishayivash hamasok. When the masok, the sweetness, now the sweetness is a reference really to the zevel, to the fertilizer, because it's what adds sweetness to the peros, to the produce. When that dries out, that's when it's permitted, whatever that point is. Now Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says a slightly different shear. He says, Mishayikshor. Once the fertilizer begins to create, we'll call kesharim, that's the lashon of Misha Yikshor, when it creates kesharim, when it creates knots, it begins to dry out and become, it's to sort of look like it has knots in it, and that's the point at which one would be permitted to begin to bring out the zevel out into the large piles at the end of the Shemitah year.